You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest, the Metcalfs, are a longtime Juno family known for many things, especially their love of the outdoors. Kim and Peter Metcalf are a brother and sister duo. They've been a familiar sight on many of Juno's popular trails all year long. Kim is 71, Peter is 69, going on 70, and they intend to keep going as long as they can. So, Peter, let's start with you. Many people are surprised to find you back on the move after a recent health scare you had while you were out running. Would you like to tell us that story?
Well, the moral of the story is don't leave home without Kim. I had a cardiac arrest on a run on February 24th, and Kim was right behind me, found me on the trail, immediately called 911 and began CPR, and that saved my life.
Wow. Kim, would you like to tell your side of that story?
Well, it was a frightening experience for sure. Our brother Jake had suffered cardiac problems a couple weeks before that. And when I saw Peter lying on the Brotherhood Bridge Trail that we were about a mile into, I just said, this can't be happening, but it was. And thankfully, I thought about calling 911 and starting chest compressions. And the dispatcher named Alex was terrific and helped me through it. And then the EMTs showed up, and it was an amazing thing. We have a really great medical community here and great emergency responders. And anyway, we got through it. Peter is doing really well and back on the road.
Yeah, so I got in... I was medevaced to Anchorage and got the same procedure our younger brother got, which was two stents. And that and the medication I'm taking is doing what it's supposed to do. And I've been taking, three times a week cardiac rehab, and my exercise physiologist, Jacob, approved of, that it was okay for me to start jogging again. I pay close attention to my heart rate and walk it off if it gets, too high. But, I did 2.5 miles yesterday, and I felt really good. So back on the trail.
That's amazing. How close of a call was it, Kim? Would you say Peter's lucky to be alive?
He's very lucky to be alive. A couple of medical professionals have used the word miraculous when they hear about how long I did CPR and, it took about 14 minutes for the EMTs to get there. And they say that when you're doing CPR in the field, as they call it, that it's very rare for somebody to make it. So he's a lucky guy.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Happy to be alive.
Peter, do you remember much about the experience? What happened before, or during, and after?
It's very vague, but... by profession, I'm a writer, and I decided to memorialize the experience, and I interviewed several of the EMTs and paramedics and the doctors involved, and then my kind of amusing thing is my last memory is turning on my running app, and nobody's thought to turn it off until after I got into Anchorage, and it was on my phone. So it wasn't until my phone turned off that the app stopped. And so I have everything that happened to me tracked on this running app, including, 9 minutes and 35 seconds into the run, I dropped and didn't move for another 54 minutes. And then I was taken to the emergency room, and all this is on the running app. So including the, a couple hour flight to 650 mile flight to Anchorage. So I know exactly what happened, but and then I did get the 9/11 recording, and I transcribed it. And I got to say, it's like a textbook call. I mean, they could teach this in emergency medical classes, because the General Police Department, Alex, the 9/11 operator, she was just incredibly good and even toned and very explanatory. And and Kim, Kim had CPR training 30 years ago, and things have changed a lot since then. And Alex was able to guide her through that. For instance, they don't want you to provide mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. They just want you to keep compressions, keep doing compressions and rapidly, up to 110, 120 per minute. And that Kim was able to do this for 14 minutes astounds everybody.
That's very impressive. And Kim, how did you keep your cool in the moment?
Well, it's just, you know, you just have to keep going. And I mean, if I didn't keep going, I knew the outcome would not be good. Let's just put it that way. So anyway, you just do what you have to do.
I'm very impressed. But so now that, Peter, you're up and running again, are you and Kim still running buddies?
Well, we will be again. It was kind of a test run yesterday, but yes, we will continue to run. And, you know, we've both been in the Klondike for over 30 years, the Klondike Relay Race, which happens every September, or did until last year. And so it requires to be able to participate in that, you have to train for it, you know, and run consistently. And Kim and I, in the last couple of years, found that we're more likely to get out and do a run if we're if we jointly schedule a run. So, you know, it's easy to talk yourself out of a run if it's windy and rainy. But so I want to just, while I think about it, I want to dispel something, a myth about running, and that is a couple people have remarked, well, this is the best excuse I've heard for not exercising, but being in shape is what probably it helped a lot to survive the heart attack I had. And several medical people have said that. So there's really no excuse to not exercise. And at our age, we're just fortunate that neither one of us have joint problems or muscular skeletal issues. I mean, some of these things arise, but there's no good reason for anybody to not get out there and be walking like my brother and sister-in-law are doing right now and back east. But exercise is good for you, and we have a goal because of the Klondike, and it helps us stick to the program.
So you've mentioned two other brothers, and then there's Kim and you, Peter. How many are there in total?
Well, we have I have eight siblings. There's nine of us. And most of us are pretty active. You know, both our parents died young, unfortunately, due to, you know, our mother smoked and she died of lung cancer at age 57. And otherwise, she was really, you know, pretty fit woman. Our father was a journalist, media person, and he kind of had a journalist diet of, you know, he didn't have a healthy diet, let's put it that way, but very engaged in the community. But our father was not one to exercise, and I think we all, I know I quit smoking right after they died, and or right after my mother died, and began getting more active, and I was middle-aged by then. So both Kim and I didn't really start running until we were in our late 30s, so always, you know, no excuse to not start. Get out there.
Well, it must be real interesting coming from such a big family. And I know that your mom at least sort of sparked some interest in the outdoors for you. I understand there's a story about how she marched you all up Mount Juno when you were little.
She did. And I was probably the hardest one to get up there because I wasn't really that into doing it. But she got us out there.
If that doesn't do it, I don't know what will. So Kim, you are the second oldest, Peter's the third oldest. And how about your very oldest brother? What is he up to? You mentioned he was doing some walking.
Well, he and his wife, Ann, are on the trail going from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. Walking. And I think this would probably be a good segue to bring them in. They're doing a 380-mile walk on one of these walking trails and biking trails.
All right. Well, that does sound like a good time to hear from them. So on the Zoom call, we have Ann and Mac Metcalf. So hello, Ann and Mac. How are you guys doing today? You're on mute.
We're doing great.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we can hear you. Thanks so much for being here today. I understand you're on a pretty big walk. Would you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I'll tell you a quick history of why we're on this particular walk is that we wanted to go back and do another segment of the Camino. We did the Portuguese Camino in 2019. But of course, we couldn't. So we started looking for hikes in the U.S. where we could go from end to end, sort of, you know, without camping. And this is the one that came up. And it's basically a bike trail, rails to trails converted rail bed. And it runs about 325 miles. And we'll probably walk maybe 300 of it because you get down towards the end and it's the distances are too far between places where we could get lodging. So anyway, I'm just trying to keep up. I'm just trying to be a Metcalf. I'm a Metcalf wannabe. So I plan these things, but they are the athletes.
So where are you guys coming from right now?
Right now we're in a little town called Confluence, which is about 87 miles from Pittsburgh. So that was our first week, and then we'll head over the summit of this trail is about 2,400 feet in 2 days, and then we go down to Cumberland, and then down into all that historic Civil War area, Harper's Ferry, you know, it's near Antietam and near Leesburg, and that part of the trail, it's all, it's called the CNO Canal towpath. And it used to be a widely used canal, and it's on the Potomac, and it goes right down to Washington. So we're blown away by how beautiful it is, and we're having a great time.
But it's been wet and cold, and but beautiful overhang of. You know, 100 feet, well, maybe it's not 100 feet.
No, they're pretty
50
tall.
Feet.
Yeah,
trees. Yeah. And we've been basically walking underneath their protection. And it's quite a trail. And it's one that's been set up mostly for bicyclists. And, but that's all you see are bicyclists. And not many of those, actually, so far. It's really been just are open just for us almost. Anyway, it's been fun.
That's one of my favorite things is to have a trail all to myself. Well, that's just, it sounds like a wonderful time and you're not camping in between stops. How are you kind of progressing through the miles?
Well, Anne set up the schedule and so we know exactly how far we have to walk each day. And our longest walk so far has been 17 miles and our shortest has been 10.
Eight, I think.
Eight.
Yeah. I planned the whole thing out ahead of time because we didn't want to carry tent and sleeping bag. We're keeping our packs under 20 pounds, around 17 pounds maybe. And it just makes it easier and, because we're walking probably 13 miles on average a day, every day. And that takes all day for us to do that. But you just kind of get into it's a lot. We're both, we biked. We were bicycle tourists for years and years. So this is our, this is what we do now because Mac had several concussions and it's not really safe for him to bike. So I'm blogging this, our journey on a blogger post or a blog called Now We Walk. I hope it's kind of an inspiration, like Peter said, for folks to get out there and do it. You know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And it's it's the easiest way ever to be active. I mean, I'm 66, Mac is 72, and we could do this for a long time, really. Not everybody might want to plan their way through the trip, but get somebody else to plan it and get out there and do it.
Well, it has just been a real pleasure talking with all of you Metcalfs today. I think you're all very inspiring, and from running or walking or biking or whatever you're doing, it's great to talk to folks that are willing to go out in all kinds of weather and all kinds of terrain and just experience the outdoors. So I just want to thank you all very much for being with us today. It's been a great conversation.
Well, thank you,
Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.
Yeah, Mac and Ann, best of luck finishing up your backpacking trip. It sounds like a real blast.
Thank you.
Take care.